The head of Libya's interim government said yesterday that Sharia, or Islamic law, will be the basis for the country's new legislation. That announcement was bound to raise concerns in the U.S. and in other Western nations that backed Libyan rebellion through the NATO air campaign. Today, Libyan leaders tried to calm those fears, as Derek Stoffel reports from Tripoli.
Most Libyans have a clear idea how they want their new country to look. Zayed Muhammad is a dentist in Misrata, east of the capital, Tripoli.
The future, you know, we are looking to the end of the dictator, to the end of the governing by one party. We are looking for democracy. We are looking for human rights. We are looking for freedom.
Libya's National Transitional Council is also starting to spell out its vision for the country now that the revolution is over. Yesterday, the head of the NTC, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, said new legislation would be based on Sharia or Islamic law. He said that banks would not be allowed to charge interest for loans, and regulations banning men from taking several wives would be lifted. Today, Jalil, with the world audience in mind, softened his tone. I would like to reassure the international community that we as Libyans are Muslims, but we are moderate Muslims, he said. Moderate is a word you hear a lot here when you speak about Islam. We will be a country based on Islamic law, but it will be in moderation, says Aya Shabani. We will respect the rights of all Libyans. Shabani is a medical student at Tripoli University. Today, she, along with hundreds of others, took part in a party on campus to celebrate the victory over Muammar Gaddafi and his regime. Men and women celebrate together here, something you might not see in countries that aren't as moderate, like Saudi Arabia. Many of the female students say their rights have improved greatly since the start of the 8-month-long revolution. Almost all of the women wear the hijab, the traditional Muslim head covering. Aya Shabani does not. She says it's her choice to leave her head uncovered. But when it comes to polygamy, her views are more traditional. She supports changing the law to allow Libyan men to have multiple wives. I'm okay with that, she says. During the revolution, a lot of women lost their husbands. There are many widows now. It would help them if they could marry a man already married. Another med student, Nada Omer, says she personally wouldn't want to be a man's second or third wife, but she does not oppose the idea generally. But Omer, who wears the hijab, worries that many in the West rush too quickly to judgment when they hear about Sharia law. She assures me her rights will not be threatened.
As you see, in our revolution, we were not fighting for girls in our country to wear hijab or such. So we were fighting for freedom. We were fighting to have our rights as humans that was taken from us. We were not fighting for extreme causes.
Today on campus, there is broad support for the direction the interim government wants to take Libya. Mohamed Amar spoke with a lone voice, concerned about his country becoming too influenced by religion.
I actually disagree with that, you know. We will need to build a civil country. Sharia will be one of the sources of laws, but it shouldn't be the only laws, you know. We are in now the 21st century, and things are different now.
Amar has 8 months to try to convince other Libyans to speak up in favor of a more secular view. Elections for the body that will draw up Libya's new constitution are supposed to take place sometime around next June. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Tripoli.